Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 84 degrees on the State Fair Parade Wednesday. Welcome back. And in studio, once again, is our good friend Mike Caldwell from Square One here in Des Moines, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Good to see you, Michael.
It's good to see you.
Are you going down to the parade a little bit later?
You know, I'm actually not. I'm going to go have dinner with my wife. I have my
kind of like going
straight.
To the parade.
It's better.
Maybe she'll throw candy.
You know,
it could be.
Yeah. I was thinking more like a beer, but I guess candy would be right.
Let's bring folks up to speed. You guys have had a name change in the past 6 months down
we
there,
have.
And so let's talk a little bit about what is Square One.
So Square One is all things entrepreneurial for the partnership. It's a combination of mentoring, counseling, consulting for startups anywhere from I have an idea to, and I don't know what to do, up to, hey, I need to raise a $5 million Series A round to go national, and really everything in between, business models, financial models, advice, connections, mentoring. And then we also, what we added was an on-premise accelerator for companies that have gotten some traction, they're getting going, they've got some sales, but they're trying to get to critical mass. So that is a new program, along with Always Plains Angels.
Angel Investor Forum.
Yeah.
We had the Venture School on from...
Yeah, great guys.
Yeah, great folks. And we were talking about how the Venture School is different than Square One.
Oh, totally different.
It is. And, yeah. I think that people, when they hear about, oh, there's all these competing venture opportunities out there, they kind of get confused a little bit. So,
you know, there really are no competing opportunities out there. This is Des Moines and Iowa. And
there's tons
to be frank,
of stuff going on.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on, and people should dip into as many of them as they can because they're all a little different. They all have a different bent. I think what Venture School is doing is great because it's a very focused program with a very specific set of goals to take an idea, truly an idea, and do the research and say, is this a viable startup?
Right.
Long before I might get involved with something. I do some of the idea type stuff, but much more formal program, really, really well structured. U of I does a great job with it.
And what they do is they take the really infant steps of this and try to get them through a business plan and understand how they're going to go about this.
And not the old-fashioned business plan.
Right,
it's
right.
more of what the meat is. Forget the how you write it out, it's the meat, but it's a lot of customer discovery and understanding, you know, is this really a problem?
Do people,
will they really pay to have the problem solved? Because ideas are great, but businesses make money.
And that's one of the questions we ask all of our startups. You know, how are you going to make...
How do you make money?
How do you make money on this thing? All right. And you've brought with you a couple of guys that have a startup in place now. What's the story?
So I'm going to let them tell most of the story, but these are two of the gentlemen that went through the Global Insurance Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
And they entered the accelerator in February literally with an idea and are already producing revenue as a company. Product in the market, producing revenue.
I like that.
In about 6 months.
I always like that. All right.
So, impressive bunch. I was one of the mentors through the GIA and have been through the selection process with them, and they've just done a great job. So I'll let them tell the rest
of
the story.
All right, here we go. We get to welcome Justin Coldrake and Tyler Fox, and the company that they formed for the Global Insurance Accelerator is something called Clinic Notes. You can find them on Twitter. It's Clinic Notes LLC, as a matter of fact. Welcome to the News Hour, guys. Grateful to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, good. So, first of all, what's your background before you got into the Global Insurance Accelerator?
So, Tyler and I were both students at Iowa State University studying industrial engineering. That's kind of how we met.
Sure.
And leading up to the accelerator, Tyler was in a master's program for industrial engineering, and I had finished my industrial engineering degree and decided to start a computer science degree, which was almost more of a stopgap until I could figure out how to do a startup type thing.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that a little bit. So you're an engineering degree, right?
Yep.
And then you said, hey, what the heck? Let me just go and figure out how these computers work, right? Are those related? Are those studies related whatsoever?
I would say yes. So industrial engineering is less typical engineering and more processes, efficiency.
Sure.
So if you... Wherever you end up, anything is technology-based anymore. So the idea for me was not only can I design how the system's supposed to work, but I can program it to work that way.
Got it.
As well. So that was kind of my my thought process.
Very good. That's Justin Coldrake, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler, what about you? What's your background?
Very similar to Justin. Iowa State University student, went through undergrad there in industrial engineering. Now I'm in my master's program, currently finishing that up probably in the next semester here. So be wrapping that up and kind of the similar idea, just I wanted to find a way that I could help as many people as possible. And going through the internships, I didn't feel like I was having like a big impact on people. So we kind of went through this whole process and finding this niche, and I feel like I'm helping people every day. So that's kind of where we got started,
so
and how
guys,
we keep going.
What happened? How does this work? Do you guys sit down at a kitchen table over a glass of lemonade and say, hey, why don't we create something that's kind of cool?
Yeah, that's pretty close to it, yeah. It started sitting in Justin's apartment on the couch and like, well, I don't think any of us are creative enough to come up with an idea ourselves, so I'll let Justin kind of tell you. His girlfriend is studying to be a speech pathologist. That's where this all came from, but kind of grew from there. You can tell a little bit about
so
that.
First of all, what is Clinic Notes? Let's tell what Clinic Notes is, and then we'll find out how it all came about. Who's up? Justin.
Yeah. So Clinic Note is a note-taking platform for therapists. We're starting out focused just on speech therapists. And what it does is they take their notes in after each individual therapy session, and then we can aggregate those notes into some of the more complicated reports that right now they're manually writing for insurance companies.
Really?
So that's the high level.
So that's the 30,000-foot view of what this is. So what you're doing is you're not necessarily automating the report technology. Well, maybe you are. Yeah, you are
automating.
Yeah,
the idea is, we're automating 80 to 90% of that process.
So the notes get taken from the speech pathologist, or hopefully in the future anybody that's in this realm, and so those notes then have to be submitted to various insurance companies, correct? And what Clinic Notes does, it then submits those according to what the insurance company demands are?
Very close. Okay. So they don't submit the notes, actually. They take their notes, and then they write a report based on all of those notes. So what we're doing is we're taking the information that's in the notes, compiling it into a note or into a report to send into the insurance company, whereas before they were taking these and writing them by hand or typing up in the computer after sifting through all the old notes.
So the question then is, how does this work? Do you base in an algorithm of some kind that says, okay, I'm going to look at these specific words, and these specific words then have an output that means something to the insurance company?
Yes and no. It's not actually that complicated. A lot of the stuff that the insurance company wants to see is the progress that a patient is making.
Sure.
And a lot of that can be driven back to quantitative data points that the therapist has recorded along the way. So they're writing these reports every 20 to 30 therapy sessions. And so if you have 30 patients and you have 20 sessions worth of data and comments that you made, I mean, some therapists that we talked to originally were building graphs in Excel to try to visually display that type of information. So if we collect that in the front end when it's recorded in a way that's stored in the back end of our system separately, we can do really cool graphs and tables with all that information and report that data in an automatic way that compiles that so they can submit it directly to the insurance companies and not do that a manual.
And so this saves the insurance companies time?
That's the goal, to save the insurance company's time. Really, where our focus, our target market, is really on the speech therapist or the therapist side of things to start. Right now, every therapist kind of has their own way of writing these reports. So theoretically, if you start giving the insurance companies a standardized report, they'll get used to seeing it faster, and they'll know where the information is located and things like that. So they should, on their end, be able to move through these reports faster. So hopefully it's a win-win situation on the therapist side as well as the insurance side.
Sure. Well, time is money for anybody, and if you can aggregate all that information from the therapist's standpoint, their reimbursements come along at a much faster pace,
would
imagine. Yeah. So your bride is a
girlfriend.
Sorry. That'll come as a surprise to her, no doubt. Your girlfriend, who, you know, I figure at my age everybody's married, but you know, when you're 20 something, you're clearly often not. But so your girlfriend, who's a speech pathologist, you guys sat around. And he said, I'm having trouble doing all this stuff. Can you?
Yeah. So she's actually in grad school right now for speech pathology, and she had worked in a clinic.
Interesting.
Doing not quite therapy, but reading, tutoring, and things like that.
Sure.
That's all reimbursed by insurance companies. And she just brought to my attention one day how much time it takes to go through that whole process and aggregate that information. And I think the ask was that day, can you make some technology to make it easier?
Can you help me out here a little bit?
Why don't we see if everyone has this problem?
The whole idea, see, Tyler, the whole idea is that give her more time so she can spend more time with you.
Absolutely.
I got it. Yeah. So it's all directed back to me, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back to me. So how, and the question Mike knows that I'm going to ask, so how are you making money from this? Who's your client? Who's your customer? Who's buying this?
Yeah, so initially, the target market is going to be the speech pathologists themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, like Mike mentioned, gave us a little bit of a segue. We have had brought a couple people on board so far, so we're pretty excited about that. Eventually, long run, we would love to be able to make some sort of relationship with an insurance company and be able to give them the data so that they can start approving things automatically and not have to have a reviewer go through it. But that's quite a ways down the road for us, I think. I think we're just going to focus on the therapist side of things and try and perfect and make that as good as possible.
As good as it can be, yeah. And so with the Global Insurance Accelerator, this opportunity that you took to present there, what would they have to say about it? I mean, you present in front of investors. You present in front of the insurance companies themselves. What were their comebacks to you guys? Did they offer you suggestions on how to tweak it, or did they know what the heck you were talking about?
No, absolutely. So they 100% knew what we were talking about. I think the big stretch, and that's what we're tackling right now, is before they push something out to their network providers, we have to prove the value inside the individual clinics.
Got it.
So I have a large number of contacts now that, you know, once I can do the case studies on how much time this actually saves and the therapists actually want to use this software, we can come back and they definitely see the value in not only a standardized report form, but how do we deliver them just the data so that they can use computer systems to evaluate these reports instead of an actual person reading a PDF.
Good for you guys. Good stuff. And, you know, Mike, there's been many questions about the Global Insurance Accelerator.
Sorry about the chair thing over there.
All right. And people go, well, what do they do there? What do they make there? How are they doing this? And this is a great example.
Well, and the whole point of the accelerator is you get somebody in there and you say, how do we give them 2 years of market feedback and customer feedback and mentor feedback in 100 days? And that's what we're trying to do. And it does work out because they get to see a lot of people from a lot of walks of life in the insurance industry from, and not just the technical part of insurance, but the customer delivery people, the distribution people, the marketing people, the back end people. And this whole idea that you've got insurance companies out there that have to employ people full time just to read these things and convert it back into data, it reminds me of the key punch rooms of the 1980s and 90s. I mean, it's not a fun job. And they're short on people anyway.
Well, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
I'm old. But you know, a lot, they've got extra jobs and don't have the people to fill them. So anywhere they can take really skilled people and move them into a more important job. And if you can get this to the point where it can be received directly, it makes so much sense. The problem is every insurance company works differently, so they all have a different data need. So you get one piece of software for the therapist delivering reports to nine different insurance companies, each in their form, the way they want it.
Yeah.
But the therapist interface looks the same every time.
Isn't that great?
And that's what makes so much sense.
Excellent. Tyler, thank you very much for coming in. Justin, thank you.
No,
good job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thanks a lot for having
us. And are they going to be speaking at any kind of an event you're having?
So we are going to be we're going to have them come to Startup Stories next Wednesday, at the partnership. And they can sign up online at squareone.com. And just click to add yourself to the event. You can come bring your own lunch, or we can get a lunch for you for $15.
Excellent.
But sign up and come on down. In fact, I think we already have 25 or 30 people coming with a week to go, so it's going to be a good room.
Excellent.
We just moved it to the big room. We got plenty of room now.
You're in the big room.
Yeah, we're in the big room now.
Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much from Square One. Thanks for coming in again. You always bring some interesting folks with some really dynamic ideas, and it's proud to see Des Moines and Iowa on the cutting edge of technology. Good stuff.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up next. We'll take a look at the Iowa 25, the agricultural news, the commodity report, and then a marketing tip for you yet this half hour. Thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.